Hillman on CliffCentral.com.
Everybody huddle up for a little team talk with Teebs. Teebs has been very active out here on these Twitter streets. But what did he mean when he said sesame seed oil, lemon juice, garlic, ginger, chili and herbs, mix in a jar, keep in the fridge, cook with that, it'll flip your meals with a thumbs up?
I mean, that's what I meant. Like, that's what I use to cook and stuff. It's awesome.
That's it.
I use it for everything.
I'd like to say at this point, this is the pinnacle of investigative journalism that we do in Team Talk with Teebs. Mm. We really get behind the
tweets. I'm impressed, guys.
It says here, imagine giving up your sex. Oh, no, sorry, sax. Imagine.
Yeah. You read that correctly. And I know you did.
Saxophone. Is that?
Sax is like your, it's like your sex appeal, really.
Yeah.
But we call it sax.
Your sax.
Yeah, so you can't give up your sax.
Do you think if someone doesn't know that sax is another word for sex appeal, they've probably got very little sex appeal?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Sorry, guys.
There goes my whole ego.
Sorry, Ari.
Okay, it says here, oh, such good news, God's timing.
Yeah, we just got a commission to do the digital and the events for the upcoming Joburg Film Festival.
Fantastic.
So, really excited about that.
That is awesome. Mm. In 2003, 43% of the joints on US radio were produced by the Neptunes. Insane.
I think that's crazy. I actually remember that time, like, they were doing stuff for Britney, for Jay-Z, for everyone.
What happened to the Ying Yang Twins?
It's like America. You only get like one or two singles, man.
And the Neptunes?
I mean, the Neptunes still produce.
Yeah, but it's not on that every song.
I mean, Pharrell's doing a lot of other things now. So,
who's really hot on the producing scene right now?
Hit Boy is still big. 40 is still big. Dr. Dre will always be big. Mm-hmm. Those guys.
It's kind of the vibe. Yeah, producers aren't, I think, as at the fore as what they were a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. It seems.
I think a lot of dudes are also like when I follow guys like Just Blaze, and they do a lot of other things. Like, now he makes, like, music for, like, EA Sports, for, like, video games and stuff. So I think guys have just diversified, like, the music sales and the publishing isn't what it used to be.
Yeah, that's the thing. Music, difficult thing to make money out of. There's a man on Greyston shouting at cops. I think you watched that Breezy video.
Yeah, man. Like, I was driving past, and this guy's got like an earpiece, and he's like got his finger in the cop's face, and the cop is actually apologizing. I'm like, oh, I wonder what happened here.
Yeah,
like,
what's
this guy must have watched Breezy last night.
What's the most intense thing that you've ever like walked into or seen from a distance?
Dude, I've seen a lot. I don't know.
Yeah, like fights in clubs and that kind of thing.
Plenty.
Yeah, I really feel like I've lived a very sheltered life because I was thinking of it the other day and I was like, I haven't seen any hectic stuff.
Why do you want to see that though? Do you want to see like shootouts and stuff?
Yeah. We've seen
shootouts and stuff.
Hectic.
Yeah. Happens.
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, I guess I could just go hang out at Chris Brown's place for a little bit and see what happens. This is hectic. Jim was sore. Skinny legs got the shot pen work.
Yeah. Was legs day.
How often do you do legs day?
Once a week.
Okay. And how often do you do chest day?
Once a week.
Okay. And any other days?
The other days I'm boxing, so... Okay. Yeah.
Which is kind of leg day. Isn't boxing like really good for legs?
It is.
Yeah. Okay, so you really hit it hard.
I did, and I'll be very sore tomorrow.
Let's take this really in depth and speak about the specific leg workout that you do. Because this is actually interesting.
Okay.
So what do you do for legs?
I do deadlifts, I do squats, and I do calf raises.
Very cool. Deadlifts are horrible. That's my worst
exercise. I hate them, but they're quite useful.
They're like the best thing to do. Mm. Okay, workouts and balance is never tough when I'm serious. The 5 out of 6, 5 or 6 small meals thing will always charm me. Getting better though.
Yeah, I don't know how people do it. Eh? Like 5 to 6 small meals a day, like especially when you're training, like because you're always hungry.
Mm.
So I want to eat a lot because I'm hungry. But it's like, no, you got to manage the portion. It's all about portion control. I'm like, ah, this is annoying.
You're very right though. I don't know how people have a job and do that.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's people that do the meal plans. And I don't know whether to get the time for the meal plan, you know, in terms of actually, like, packing the meals. I'm like, I don't have time for that.
Because it's like 7, 11, 1, 5, 8, and, like, 9.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It's a hell of a lot.
It's a mission. So I respect people that do that. Liquor break already great for my sleeping pattern. First cup of tea, then we go handle gym, long day ahead, giving a talk tonight. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm taking a break from booze. The birthday tour took its toll. And yeah, I'm giving a talk at Investec tonight.
Very, very cool. Thank you, August. You were great to me. You never know what could happen between now and midnight, but I hear you.
Yeah. Nothing's going to happen. Not to me.
Don't think it's possible for me to consume any more water.
Dude, like, at some point, it's like, it's too much water. Like, this whole detox and gymming and trying to flush out your system is, like, way too much. But I'm trying.
Water's not a problem. It's the fact that one needs to, like, pee a hell of a lot that's a problem.
That too.
Because it's a process.
It is a process.
We did you'll never believe this, we did a show on urine on Monday with a dietitian, and we were speaking about like urine and that kind of thing, and you know what color it should be and shouldn't be.
What color should it be?
So like it was like a pale yellow.
Okay.
Yeah. But if you're on multivitamins, this is important, it's going to be a bright yellow, and that's okay, because it just means that I know a lot of people are on multivitamins, so it just means that it's flushing out the excess vitamins.
Gotcha.
But obviously, if it's blood, that's bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Missed this whole numbers vibe. Eric is scabba confused.
Well done. That was nicely done.
Thank you.
You didn't see the numbers game on Twitter yesterday?
No, what? I saw something, and then I was just like, no, it's been a long day.
So Sia explained it to me.
Okay. Yeah,
basically, it's like you DM someone a number.
Yeah.
Right? And then, let's say you DM 88. And then you actually tweet, 88, I want your beef. Or whatever, you know, I want to, you know, ravage you.
Oh, wow.
So only you and 88 know that that's for you.
Ah.
So people are doing that the whole day.
Or you could just message 88 directly.
That too.
Okay.
So then there was a 24-24 that everybody seemed to have a crush on and gave the game away.
Okay, hang on. But so I guess you could remain anonymous though, because... But, I mean, I saw people, some people were doing like 2,770, so I don't know how anonymous that's
going to be. At some point, it was just subtweets.
Producer Kat, you looked like you were involved in this. Did you get anything in the DM?
Yes.
You did?
Yes, wait.
Did you get anything
in the DM? I was playing the game.
Excuse me?
What did you get in the DM? How many numbers did you get?
I don't get anything in the DM.
No, you're lying.
I'm really in the DMs. Okay, please leave me alone.
Okay, Kat, what did you get?
I got a couple of numbers, and I DM'd a couple of numbers.
Wait, I want to see what you did now.
No, you can't. Obviously, you can't check my DMs. You want to check the numbers I tweeted.
Yes, I want to see what you said to different people.
The numbers have nothing to do with anything. It's just a random number. It doesn't matter how many numbers are in the thing.
26, you helped me heal in more ways than you'll ever know and helped me move on from trash with a heart. 111.
Wow.
You are even more gorgeous in person, no homo. I can tell you're one of those friends everyone needs to live their life by.
Wow.
1976. ... One night only! ...
Oh, Kat.
Just you went hard in on this.
It was fun.
Kat.
This is
okay?
Crazy.
Did you get the desired result?
Hi, guys. It wasn't supposed to be a sexual thing. It was just like paying compliments to people anonymously. Or saying things to people anonymously.
So wait, so when you said one night only, what does that...
It's like an inside joke between me and the person.
I see other people
me a number.
Tweeted stuff. Here's _NoxyT said 1222, suck a dick, motherfucker.
Yeah, you see some of them.
I saw 4664, I miss you, Chad.
That's funny.
Oh, that is not a thing. Oh, Twitter is it's its own beast. Okay. I missed all of that. Clearly because I didn't get anything in my DM, but that's okay. I'll be fine. I'm in therapy. Elders are blessings. They always pray for us. They want to show us off.
Yeah, man, like your gran or whatever, they're always praying for us. They always like any little achievement, they want to tell the world. It's quite dope.
I love this tweet. Can't trust if I've never peeped you filter free.
Yeah, man. I don't trust you.
Don't delay me, especially when I'm always willing to put in the hours. Rather get out the way and let me work.
Yeah, man, I think... we're at the stage of the game where I think a lot of people have quite a bit of experience and like people are making bold moves, you know, it's like, but the type of move that'll pay off in a year, 2 years, whenever, but it really needs focus now. So if you can't do it, don't delay the process, like get out of the way and let people work, you know.
Truthfully, constructive criticism isn't always received well, so we also can't be intrusive. We must move on.
Yeah, look, if I have an opinion and we have the relationship, you know, for me to give you constructive criticism, I also can't impose it on you. So if you don't want it, you don't want it, and I must move on.
What constructive criticism have you received recently?
None. It's been a while.
You said that like such a G, by the way. Just like, oh, that's an interesting question. Nothing, yeah.
No, it's been a while.
Really easy to take things offline. Okay, that's in the same lane. September, everybody goes in with the music and gigs. Gets me excited, but...
Yeah, but... it's nice to see everybody's releasing their music. Everybody's rolling out the events. I mean, there's a Pop Bottles this weekend. There's a Major League, I think, the following weekend. You know, there's the Brown Beach parties. You know, Rocking the Daisies, etc., etc. So it's nice to see, because obviously there's a lot of planning that goes into it. There's a lot of risk. So, I mean, we support when we can. And then in the music business, I mean, if you're not releasing in the next 2-3 weeks, then forget about summer.
Yeah, you got to get it in now.
Yeah.
See here, Mandla says, Teebs, give Ari one piece of constructive criticism.
Ari, just back yourself, brother. You don't back yourself enough.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, bro. I always miss the BMW Polo. They're going to stop inviting me.
Yeah, I always forget about it.
Exclusivity is something that should never be given away.
Yeah, I'm learning that a lot with a couple of negotiations with brands as well. Because, like, if I'm talking to Velpri and Velpri doesn't want me to be seen with whatever, Aqua Vita, Velpri has to pay for that.
Catch, we're going to get that and send it to Aqua Vita.
You know, so I've had one or two brands that made things difficult because they saw me with a picture of Verve at a friend's house, and I'll be like, okay, cool, well, pay for that.
Just is what it is.
Pay for it.
Who is your crush? You said, yeah, I miss my crush.
I won't tell you.
You won't even do like a 7394, I miss you, and then okay, no.
Nope.
All right. We went back to the apartment. We needed drinks for everyone. I offered to handle them, and my seniors laughed at me, heartbroken.
I think you need to read the entire thread about blesses.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Well, I don't have it, so.
Sorry, Kat. Those got past you, huh?
Okay, what's the most important thing to take away from this week's team talk?
Don't bless if you can't keep up. Don't flex if they get blessed. You know, just move on. And that's constructive criticism.
Boom. There you go. That there is a team talk with Teebs. It's Show Teebs Love on Twitter, Teebs06 on Instagram, and on Snapchat, it is Teebs06 as well.
Well done.
Yeah, there you go. All right, and Teebs is going to be back next week, Wednesday, on Touch Central.
Yes.
That's going to be...
HD radio in the building. It's your boy, Teebsy, for the last time. Goodbye. Hellman on CliffCentral.com.